Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the TLC show. Today is July 9th of 2017, and we are so happy to have any of you listening with us today if you're able to make it on this Sunday. I am Nicole Frolick, a speaker and author of Inflexible Me, and I am your host today for TLC. I am also joined by our very beloved Tiffany Kiefer of IntuitiveDNAHealer.com. If you need to find any information about us, you can go to our website at thelove-connection.com, and as well we have a Facebook page. So before we get into our show, I'd like to start off with our invocation, which I kind of called the Love Foundation Invocation, because this invocation supports you in building the foundation of love within you first, so that you are whole and complete in all that you create and when entering any relationship, whether it be friendship, romantic, business, or family. So if you can all close your eyes, if you're able to do so and it's safe, take a deep breath in through your nose and then slowly exhale, releasing the breath. I am the divine energy of source creation. I hold and anchor the light within my being. While expanding that light through the channel of my heart, I am here to experience and create with all that is. And my creation comes from my foundation. I am love, am one. I am Christ consciousness. This is the foundation I build within me. It is built on the unbreakable bond of love that binds us all. And as I build this foundation of love within me, I build this foundation for all. So last week on our show, we set out a challenge to all of our listeners to do the breath of life. And we were asking you if you wanted to call in and let us know how the breath work has impacted you from doing it. Were there any observations you made, whether physical, maybe mental or emotional? Did you observe anything different in your surroundings, your manifestation? Did you notice anything different? Maybe there was a jump in the process. If you had any experiences with that this week, we are encouraging our listeners to call in and share your experiences with us. And even if you did try it and you didn't have an experience and you kind of want to call in and ask why, please feel free to do that as well. So our call-in number is 914-205-5468, and you just need to press the number one sign to be placed in the queue. So today's show is about presently living. And when we're presently living, we're making a conscious choice to live in the present, which can have profound impacts on our life. When we're no longer operating from past experiences, we allow ourselves that opportunity to create new experiences that support the person we are today, not the person we were yesterday or 5 years ago or even when we were children. So presently living naturally promotes growth and it expands our consciousness. So I'm going to be bringing on Tiffany right now. Tiffany, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you, Nicole? And thank you guys for all joining us on Happy Sunday Fun Day. Present living is very, very important. It's something that each and every one of us are capable of doing. It's just something that we have to build a muscle to get. So, what were you going to say?
Yeah, no, well, I mean, when we talk about the breadth of work, that assists us in building that muscle of living in the present, I find.
Yes. Yes, for sure. I found that the breath of life is something for myself that I do all the time. I stay in a consciously conscious state of presence. So if I am feeling something that doesn't feel comfortable to me, then I automatically say that is no longer allowed in my energy field. And the reason why I do that is because I really do want to stay present. I want to stay present with the energies around me, with whatever I'm feeling at that time coming through. And so presently present means that we are allowing ourselves to just be the spirit that we are and not hold on to the human experiences that we've had.
Yeah. Like, so when you do your breath work, how long have you been doing the breath work?
So I've been doing this for probably about 2 years. And I can, well, I would probably even say even further than that, but really solid 2 years. I connect and breathe through the nose all the time. And the reason you do this is because we filter what we eat, we filter what we drink. But when we filter what we breathe, we're allowing pure consciousness to come into our energy field, which allows us to experience present moment, present time, present space, and not the spaces that we've all held on to inside of us, but a space that just allows us to be free, allows us to just be. We've been doing for so long, and we forget how to just be. We've been taught that doing is the way to be successful, but to really be successful from inside out is just being. Being in the moment. We worry about the past, we worry about the present, and we worry about the future. But when we're really, really, truly present, there's that energy's not there. It's
well, I find that that power of being, like when we're just in our being, that's a very feminine energy. That's like our divine feminine energy for both men and women. And we've obviously gone through hundreds and thousands of years of kind of not really embracing that aspect of our energy, whereas the masculine energy is about doing. It's in action, which is also a great thing when everything's in balance. So the feminine energy allows us to be in our present moment, which when we are, then we can use our masculine energy to create and take action, correct?
Very much so. So we have both parts within us. We have a male and a female, yin and yang. And within us, whichever stronger of the aspect, it may be male, it may be female, they may be female, maybe male. It just depends on how you've been brought up in your foundation. And so a lot of the structuring and everything that we have and the duality that we really share is a battle within ourselves because we're not present. We're not to really be present in a moment. And really, like, I mean, it's been a saying forever, you know, smell the roses. Really stop and smell the roses. That's a saying that means more. It means to stop. It means to breathe. It means to take in the beauty of what's around you and really see the reality and not the illusion. The only way that we are able to stay in a present state, and that means every one of us, is all of us to be on the same wavelength. Energy is source, and energy is what creates, and energy is what pretty much rules nature and everything around us. But
so
how are we casting our energy out?
Well, I wanted to ask you, when you were growing up, and I mean, we've all gone through this, we all kind of go through our awakening at some point in our lives, some earlier than others, and it doesn't really make a difference when. It's our own path is unique and individual to us. But for you, did you find that you were more in your masculine energy and not so much in the feminine of being present when you were younger?
So when I was real little, I would say I definitely came in knowing I had a mission. I spent hours by myself. I, you know, spent talking to trees and rocks and all kinds of different things, and was really different from a lot of people my age. And I wasn't so much into the stuff they were into. I was into stuff that more mature people were into. And so I guess I could say I became very, very much more in my masculine energy. I was a tomboy. I wanted to make sure that I could jump higher than any boy, work harder, do whatever. I mean, I always had that competitive spirit against the male species, and I think I came in that way. I really do. And I think that it was, you know, for my own learning experience to find that divine feminine within me and be able to really accept and honor it and value it. And those are some of the biggest words I can say, and love it, you know, and really just be able to balance the two. So everything's about a balance, even earth, even our energy, everything's a balance, yin and yang. Male, female, there's a balance there that once you find it, it's a creative force that is a bond of love that you cannot, it's unbreakable. Unbreakable. Mm-hmm. And that's what each and every one of us have the power of. When you're presently present, you're creating from a clear mind.
Yeah. Well, I myself came in very masculine energy, very male, esque, I guess you could say. My father, I'm pretty sure he wanted a son first. And so he got me instead. And so I was thrown into a lot of sports, which I loved. I was very athletic growing up, but I always needed to be doing something or achieving something. And, you know, if I finally achieved something, I had to find the next thing to achieve. And I was like that all through my teenage years and all throughout my 20s. And it was exhausting. And it's what kind of made me take a very hard look at my life and take stock of what was important and what wasn't as important. And it wasn't until my early 30s when I finally kind of took this sabbatical off work for a year and decided to go backpacking on my own. And allow myself to just be in the moment. I made it a conscious choice to not have a set itinerary when I traveled, other than just a country that I knew was going to go to. But I never, more than one or two days in advance, knew exactly where I was going. And oftentimes I would allow the flow of the energy to dictate where I was going. And it was such a profound experience for me to understand what it really meant to be living in the present moment of allowing the energy to guide me, as opposed to me trying to control it all the time. I think that's something a lot of us struggle with, is we kind of want to have that certainty and knowing that we're in control of the things in our life, but there's something really magical and freeing when you kind of let go of that need to control and allow things to be the way they are, and then you get to enjoy it in a different way, I find, when you're living that way.
Yes. When I call it in the flow. I call it just really being in the now. And we have just been a society now that pretty much has allowed technology to surpass our consciousness. And that makes us robots, guys. And that makes us where we don't connect to our feelings and we have no senses. And so it's so important for us to really grasp what present living is, what being in flow is. If you let energy guide you, it is the most amazing feeling ever. like there, and you're just like in amazement all the time. It's like a miracle after miracle after miracle appearing in front of you. But it's also about letting go. I used to be the most stubbornest person you ever met in all your life. Like I held on to a part of my belief system of Italians being strong-headed, and I kept it. I kept a hold of it for a very long time. But when I let go of it, it was like a relief. It was a burden off my shoulders. It was a feeling that just kind of encompassed my whole body. It was love.
It's really a relief, actually, when you can just let go and let things happen, because you then realize, wow, I don't actually have to work as hard as I thought I did in order for me to receive the things I ask for or hope for in this life, because you're no longer blocking the energy. That's what I find happens when we try to control things, is we end up blocking, and we actually prevent the things that we can't perceive yet as being really great for us. There may be something even bigger and better planned for us that we can't see yet within our minds, because we're limiting to just what we think we know. And then we block off the abundance that could be coming to us. And when I say abundance, I don't necessarily mean it in a materialistic way. I mean in all ways, you know, our relationships, our emotions.
So everything's an energy.
Yeah.
Everything's an energy. So when you send out energy of money, well, I mean, let's just be point blank. Every one of us come from royalty. We are an image of God's creation. You think he wanted us to be poverty? No. So a lot of us have also these belief systems that brings us to this word greed. Well, greed's only when you're using the money to control others. And we've seen that also, right? But that's the old paradigm's way of thinking. Now we're feeling.
Yeah.
So when you allow money to be a feeling, and if you had the currency to help others, what would you do with it? You know, you have to kind of build all of this inside of you. Much of us that are on this call and on many other calls that are awakening and are really starting to understand the power of being in spirit and understand the value of it and honoring it and using our gifts in the right manner and helping others, we're all receiving abundance. Each one of us has leveled up. I don't care from where you've been, but you've leveled up from where you were. And we're going to keep leveling up. That's part of the energy that's being fed now. All these words have meanings to them. And all these words also have an energy frequency that comes out of them. So when mass people say words, then that creates from that word frequency of what it is and how we accept the word. So like love. A lot of us sit there and say, oh my gosh, that word's been so overused. But that's because we've all had tainted love. We've never experienced present living. We've all been living in a survival mode. It's time for us to take a breath. Before you make a decision, just take a breath and ask for clarity on the decision you make.
Okay, so you make a good point there. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how the breath expands our consciousness, because I think that's pretty powerful. How do you see it? Like when you are doing your breath work, does your consciousness expand?
Okay, so when I'm doing my breath work, I'm giving myself love. I'm giving myself value. I'm giving myself honor. I'm giving myself all of those pieces that I didn't have when I was younger, all those pieces that weren't built within me. They weren't structured. So I've got to build that muscle and that foundation. So every time I breathe in through my nose to the count of seven, I'm asking that this breath heal all my cells in my body. I'm asking that it encompasses my heart and allows my heart to receive. I ask it to fulfill every part of my body that doesn't feel fulfilled. Breath of life, guys. This is the healing, the new medicine. We all have it within us. Our bodies, all we need to do is communicate with them. They're communicating with us daily. Believe me, I hear them everywhere I go. It's time that you communicate with your body, but from love. If you got a pain in your back, most of the time that's emotional, that's financial. Everything has a link to it, why it's creating. I know a lot of people don't understand why we get these diseases and things like that, but a lot of it is stuffed emotion. And it's not just your emotion, it's generations of emotions beyond you. We've all been dealing with so many different limitations and suffering because we've been living in the past. That's what the Dark Ages was all about. Most of our consciousness were living in the past. This breath opens up your mind. It awakens your heart and your mind to work together. Scientifically, it balances the pineal gland. It opens up the nervous system. It starts allowing the blood to operate in the way that blood is supposed to operate in our body because we are receiving oxygen. Most of us breathe through our mouth, where we're breathing in other people's energies. We're breathing in this stagnant energy. When we're breathing through our nose, we're filtering it out, and we're only receiving the purest energy. But it's all in a breath. And I honor this breath. I value this breath because it's made me who I am today. And I'm a vessel and a messenger 24/7. I love it.
And I mean, and anyone can be a vessel and a messenger. Yes. That's what this all is all about. It's about opening all of us to our just our divine birthrights, our innate gifts, our consciousness. So when you talk about, you were just talking about how what it does to the body, it sounds like having this breath of life, it's almost like it boosts the body into thrive mode. So everything's working efficiently. Everything's working seamlessly. It's like you've given it an oil change, a tune-up. It's doing all of that. So it sounds like your body is being able to be the best version of itself. And when I started this breath of life, that was one of the things that was so obvious to me from doing the breath of life, is that I noticed that I wanted to be the best version of myself. And I found that there was just all this joy every day, like waking up excited for what the day held, excited for what could come. It was all about the possibilities. It wasn't that I was attaching myself to any possibility, but just that whatever possibility it could be. And that whole idea of expanding our consciousness so that we're allowing ourselves to drop all of our limiting beliefs and be all that we were destined to be and what we came here to do is huge. It's that's a big part of it. So, yeah, when you say that what it's doing for our body, then that's doing it for our mind and our soul, our heart, everything.
Everything.
It's like it's an enhancing it.
So it works within every single one of our organisms, every single one of our systems in our body, our nervous system, our cardiovascular system, our neurological system, I could keep going on and on. It works within every cell. Like, so I can intuitively communicate with the cells. And when I do, which everyone can, you guys can communicate with your cells just as well as they're communicating with you. They have something to say to you too. That's why they're trying to come out in disease or whatever else. They're trying to tell you something too. You got to let go. Every one of us, if we would just take the breath and say, I let go, I release, I surrender, and just let go. What are you holding on to the past for? What did it get you? Every one of us have been living in a different state of consciousness, and there's different levels of consciousness.
Well, let's take it down to a physical level as an example. So, for instance, can you choose an instance where you've worked on someone who maybe was suffering from a more severe disease, and what you were able to observe within the body from them doing the breath work over time? Because I know that you're able to tune into each and every one of your clients that you work on, that you're able to tune into their energy even after, like, as the weeks, months, years go on. And so what have you noticed just from the breath on a physical level, like what it's doing for the cells in relation to, say, like a particular disease?
So I've had several people that have been guided to me. And like I said, I'm a vessel and a messenger, and Christ's energy works through me to heal them. And a lot of insight comes to me. I've worked with people with Lyme disease, and they have done the breath with also the work that I've done, which a lot of it is starts from an Epstein-Barr syndrome or cell in the body, and then it manifests even more so. It's just that a lot of what we've been taught as far as by pharmaceutical and the medical is that they're masking these core issues that start from emotion, and it's stuffed emotion. So what I found was there was a lot of unworthiness, a lot of unlovableness. There was a lot of cells within the body that felt neglected, just meaning that we never had the right nurturing and we never really had the modeling of how to deal with our emotions. None of us have. This is all new to every one of us, and it's going to take some self-discipline to understand it. But this is a way that we have to allow ourselves to become, because the way it was before is tainted. And every one of us has seen it. And I experience it within the body. And it blows me away at some of the damages that have been done to our bodies by these old tainted models. We all have the intelligence and the magnificence and the love foundation already built within us. And all it is just for us to take a breath. When you get angry, if you just take a breath and say, I release this, this isn't no longer acceptable in my field. That energy goes away. You just told that energy, you know what? You don't work with me anymore. We can harness energy, or energy can harness us. It's our choice. That is what our gifts are. That's what our inheritance is. That's what creation is, all energy, God's source energy, love. I don't have a religion. My religion's love. Unity. I'm giving all the wisdom that I am able to share to each and every one of you.
So when you are seeing the kind of the shift in the energy then in the body, where it now goes into healing mode, where and the cells start to feel more loved or feel less neglected.
Yes, every breath.
Yeah,
every breath that you breathe in through the nose, it sends a signal to your brain that allows your nervous system to send the right signals out to your body, so that your body is then enhanced in photons and electrons and codons, meaning that the light is running through you. It helps you vibrate in such a higher vibration and frequency. And it doesn't allow lower energy frequency to come into your field. But it does take some discipline. There's mm-hmm. no automatic pill out there that's just going to flip every single person. You guys have to take and actually absorb what's going on. That's what we were sent here to do. Be aware of it.
Well, I think also if we want our body to commit to us, we have to commit to our body. So, you know, it's that kind of,
it's like a relationship.
Giving and receiving. Yeah, it is. It's a relationship for sure.
And I mean,
exactly.
Sometimes through my breath, I'm making love to my body, because I'm giving it every single bit of me. I'm giving it space and time. Every
well,
part of us.
You said.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say, you were talking about the light, because we're vibrating at higher frequencies, that we're building more light within us, that we're, I guess, you know, you start to shift more into the light body. Is that right? Or as you raise your frequency?
So as you raise your frequencies, you become more Christ conscious. That's what we
mm-hmm.
all are about, guys. We really, truly are. I know in religion people have stipulations on the name Christ, but I don't care what you guys say. It's all light. It's love. It's an energy that encompasses you, fulfills you. And it's something that allows each and every one of us to reach our full potential in life. And so, yes, it's our light body. It's who we truly are. We're spirit. Every single one of us are spirit. We've allowed the physical to take over. We've allowed the mental to take over.
So when we become present or start presently living, we're increasing the amount of light that we're able to absorb in our body, because we're expanding our consciousness. It's like we're opening our bodies to receiving the light and allowing it to build within us, which in turn keeps raising our vibrational frequency. And it lifts us up into those higher frequencies, which then not only does it make changes for us, but people around us start to notice it.
Yes, very much so. People around you start feeling that light. They navigate to you without you speaking a word. You can be sitting completely still and somebody will approach you. You have stories of it too, Nicole. I don't know if you want to share or not, but it's a magnificent thing. When you become a reflection and an image of your true nature, of who you are from the core of your being, every single person is very much so attracted to it. It's like a magnet. But that's what we are. We're like an inner energy magnet, okay? So if you've got anger going on in you right now and you're feeling angry, then guess what? You're going to navigate some more angry to come to you. If you've got love up in you and you're feeling it, And guess what? Every single person that comes to you is going to love you. You're going to receive it. But many of us haven't even experienced it. And it all starts with the breath, loving you. Loving you is where it all starts.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed a huge change. You know that saying, if you want to change the world, change yourself, change, make the change within. It's just becoming stronger and or more obvious about the truth behind that statement or that quote. Through doing the breath, and just making the choice to be more present in my day-to-day and take in, you know, be out in nature, just observe just the animals, observe the trees, observe the weather, observe just how people are around me and things like that. It's through the commitment of the breath work to myself and then my own meditation practice, that I enjoy. It's making huge changes, not just for me, but in my entire family. And I think for anyone out there, you know, our family are the people we've known the longest. So we know when something changes. We know when something isn't the way it used to be. And I'm currently observing a lot of that right now within my family. And I'm currently observing from me just doing my work and I'm not really talking about it or getting into these informative conversations where maybe I'm, you know, trying to express certain things that I know to help another, maybe learn a different perspective. Like, it's none of that. It's just me being me and doing my own thing. People are observing me, and I didn't realize that some of my family members are just observing me, and they're asking me questions, and questions that they've never asked before. And that's huge because, you know, there's always in one family or, you know, there's someone who's a little bit more awake than the rest. And I was always considered the conspiracy theorist of the family. And so, you know, I was always questioning the media or the different industries, like the pharmaceutical industry or the food industries or, you know, any establishments that have been created where it doesn't feel right. If I question certain things, if it doesn't feel right. And so now my family is starting to ask those kind of questions, you know, 15, 20 years later when I didn't think that it would ever happen. And I'm observing like this really kind of softening, like especially with my dad, I'm observing a softening in his nature, which is really beautiful to witness. Like, I'm so honored that I even get to witness it. And that's what happens when we start to just focus on building the love within us. It really does show others what they can have for themselves. Did that make sense? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. No, that's so true. It's because now you are an image of it because you've built it within you. So you're already a temple of love with every person that you approach. So that's, I think it's so amazing that we have these qualities that we are able to, we actually have these muscles that we're able to enhance, and they are our love muscles. And they start with the loving of yourself. And then when you've loved yourself and you feel it to your core. So one of the practices that I give others is the practice of saying, I love myself, until you actually feel it. So a lot of times we say we love ourselves, but we're just saying it. We don't truly feel it. And mm-hmm. So you need to really feel it in your core. Another one is, I value myself. That's another one. A lot of us have a hard time saying that and actually believing it, because we have these other seeds that have been watered for a very long time. It's now time we tear out those roots. We let go of that plant. It no longer serves you. You engage in this building of a structure inside you. The other one is I honor myself. A lot of people have a hard time honoring their body, meaning if they're hungry, they eat right away. So it's almost as if it's almost like we have been structured to just do this, 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 and repeat it every day. And yeah, sometimes some of us fluctuate and we don't follow that routine. But most of us are in a routine. It's time for us to get out of that comfort zone and really allow ourselves to connect to ourselves. Sit outside in nature. Enjoy the beauty of your surroundings that's been created around you. Be in gratitude for you being able to wake up every single day. Because there's many who don't wake up at all. Start having compassion for those around you. Because you know what? You may have walked a heavy road, but guess what? They may have walked even a heavier one. It's time for us to really come together. Unity, love, one. It all starts with you. When you love yourself, you're allowing 10,000 other people to open up to love. It shifts everybody that much. When you open yourself to value, you're bringing back the virtues. And every one of us are designed with the finest virtues. These are building blocks within us. We learn to stay present. We don't allow the energies of the past to come in. We build for a future, anchor ourselves to an outcome, because guess what? You might find something better than that, or the universe has something better, or God's going to show you something that's going to knock you off your feet. It's just time for us to breathe, guys. It's time for us to relax. It's time for us to really observe. Listen. Because in the silence, you're going to find all your truth.
Well, when you're observing, you're in the present moment. So when you do kind of shift into that presently living, you're able to just observe now. Whereas if you're not, then you're kind of distracted. You're constantly in the past or you're in the future. So observing without judgment, I should say, really allows you to then be open to many insights that can come to you, and have that awareness build within you so that it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Before you know it, you're already getting the answers to all these questions, and it's all coming to you through you, not from someone else. I think that was like one of the biggest lessons I learned through that time in my life when I did do that backpacking and lived presently. That's when I started to do yoga as well and reconnect with my body and listen to my body, because I never listened to my body before that. And when I did that, I would, many times in my yoga practice this would happen, and I think it's because I was so present, because I was so connected through my breath. My mind and body were connected. And so I would get these incredible insights to questions that I had been asking 10, 15, 20 years before, you know, from when I was a kid, things that I had wondered. And all of a sudden the answer would just come in like a light bulb going off. And I'd be like, oh, it's so simple, you know? And I thought, wow, like, where did that just come from? And that would happen more and more. And it really highlighted to me how we don't need anyone to tell us the answers to our questions. We really do already know them. And I know that's kind of a saying that's kind of cliche, but it's true. It's we give so much of our power away when we don't stay present. And when we do live that present, that, you know, presently living, we now empower ourselves to receive the insight that our higher self is just waiting to, like, release to us. You know, probably, like, there's standing ovations going on in the higher realms. Like, finally, we can finally give you the answer that you've been waiting, like, years and years for. So I think that's, like, a huge benefit to living in the present.
For sure. Do we have any questions, Nicole?
Let me check. No, we don't have any questions right now. So if anyone does have something they'd like to share, I know I've got quite a few callers on the line, but I just don't have anyone raising their hand. So if someone on the call would like to ask a question or offer any of your own sage insight, please do. We welcome all calls and information.
We love hearing your present moment.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your present moment. How that's positively affected you. Like, I mean, even when we go back to the breath, because we did ask our callers. Oh, we've got someone here, actually. Okay. I'm going to open a mic. Phone number starting in 412, ending in 2600. Your mic is open. Please tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is.
Hi, ladies. This is Eden Myers from Naples, Florida. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi,
great to hear you.
How are you, honey?
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, it's nice to, this is a great thing you ladies are offering to everybody. And my question is, how long should our breathing work be?
So to start off with, I always tell everyone the technique of being 20 minutes. And the reason why, and you started at the very beginning of your morning, because when we sleep, our DNA kind of unravels a little bit. And when we wake up, we are liable to go one way or the other. So meaning like our day can be wonderful or we can have a down day, right? So if we start with this breath every single morning for 20 minutes, we're balancing every single system in our body, guys. Every cell, every organ, every tissue, every vein, everything in your whole entire body. And so you are vibrating and your body is vibrating in such a frequency that allows you to function at your optimal level. So it's important that you really understand why it's important to do the 20 minutes. And to give yourself 20 minutes in the morning to just really love yourself, it's well worth it.
Eden, are you doing the breath work?
I just normally do, I spend about a half an hour in the morning with some yoga music in the background. And, yes, I do that. But I wasn't even sure if I was, you know, using the best technique, and it seems like I am. How do you feel about the music in the background, like guided music?
I think whatever makes you feel comfortable is what makes you feel comfortable. I don't put any kind of stipulation on when you do it or how you do it or any of that kind of stuff. I say in the morning because it really does balance the body. But if you do it in the daytime, it works. If you do it anytime, it works. It's you connecting to you, and that's what your body has been aching for, been wanting, in pain, in sorrow, limiting, all those things. Our body's talking to us, guys, and we've got to talk back to it. And the breath works.
Yes, I find the music helps me to stay focused on myself and what I'm thinking about, and as far as, you know, just guiding a lavender and white light through my body and feeling
beautiful.
Very peaceful. Mm-hmm.
So what
so
have you experienced
you.
From it? What have you experienced from it, Eden, since you've
been
doing it?
Oh, my goodness. It just makes my day so go so much more smooth. And at the end of the day, I reflect and say, okay, what was my day like? And It just makes for a much nicer, more peaceful day, because if you jump right into your day, and I do personal development and I coach people in personal development, it sets you up. And if I just jump right into things that I need to do, right away I'm going into that do mode. And this is, you know, great time to get me started from a great place.
Because you're starting from being.
Yes. In the moment.
Instead of doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you've already started from a different paradigm energy than from the past. So that's what we're all going into, guys, is a new paradigm. New paradigm of energy, which is much higher than the values and standards that we were taught. And all of us are kind of being recalibrated to them, to understand it, mentorship of it, to honor it. This is just a new way of us becoming better humans.
And
really
also when you're...
Images. Go ahead.
Yeah, like Eden, when you... Sorry, Tiffany.
It's okay.
When you're moving from that beingness, like Tiffany just said, when you do go kind of shift into that doing mode, which is totally fine, that's how we create, you're creating from a different place now. So your work becomes, it's different, you know, it has a different energy behind it. And so I would think there would be more ease and flow within the creation and the doing process, at least just because you're bringing in a different energy to it.
Yes, because in the past it was, I'm always on a mission, got to do, got to learn, got to be, always on a mission. And then when I found that I slowed down and started my day this way, it just flowed so much nicer. With
Aww.
Ease.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Thank you. Thank you
thank
for
you.
Sharing.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much
my
for
pleasure.
Calling in, Eden. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Did you have anything else
you
that you wanted to ask, or?
I don't think so. I think that's good for now. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you
so much. I'll close out your line and just ask you to press number one to take you out of the queue. We have another caller with a question here, and the number is 469, ending in 059. I am opening your mic. If you could tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is.
Hi, Tiffany. This is Chris down in Dallas.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you? I'm doing
good.
How are you, honey?
Good. I haven't talked to you for a while.
I know. I'm surprised that all you girls are calling. It's lovely to hear from you, though.
I agree with the previous lady in the sense, you know, we've talked about the 20 minutes of breathing. It was always kind of hard to turn my mind off. But when I listen to the 432 hertz meditation type music, I can just really slow down. My mind settles down. Or the Tibetan chants, that'll keep me in a rhythm. And it's much easier to breathe to that rhythm.
Wonderful.
It does work. It works out timing-wise. So that's helped a lot. And
wonderful.
Going, yeah, it's like finally.
Mother Nature's letting you know finally.
Yeah, exactly. But work-wise, I go in with a different attitude. But I forget what I was listening to, what I was reading. But on top of the breathing, it's throughout the day, it's just kind of be aware of your breath, but have that sense of God within. And that's really helping a lot, too. It's just always feeling that energy or presence of God and being conscious of it. And so that has changed. You know, work has been very stressful. And but I've been working on that, and that helps. And plus the fact, too, that if I have to throughout the day at various times, I'll actually stop and take about 5 to 8 breaths, and then I'm whatever is going on is settled down, and I can continue doing whatever I'm doing. So it's just working all that in. So that's gotten a lot better.
Good. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, I knew I was having a problem.
That's great.
So
I think, you know, oh, no, I was just going to say, like, the music, if it helps you, definitely do it. I know I use music often. I find it very soothing. Sometimes I don't need it. Sometimes I do. And I think it's good to recognize what tools assist us in trying to shift our energy in that way. And I don't think it's anything that we have to judge, you know, as, oh, well, we need it. Sometimes we may and sometimes we may not. I think whatever works for each of us as an individual is good. And I find music can be very healing, especially when you're listening to those higher frequency music. So that's great.
I find there's no rules to it. As long as you're doing it, you're honoring your body, and that's all that matters.
Exactly.
All that matters is that you're being in space with your body.
One of the things that, and I had forgotten, I'd known it years ago, and I had forgotten it, and then I came across something that reminded me. But I don't think a lot of people realize that a lot of the music's at 440 hertz, which is a little more dissident, and they don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to 432 hertz music, it starts to balance the body, and that has helped me. I don't have to listen to it as often as I did, but it helps balance the body.
Right.
And
that's wonderful.
You know,
thank you for sharing that.
Because I don't think a lot of people realize that. And there are apps out there that you can convert the music you have in your system to 432 hertz. Also, you can go on to YouTube and just Google 432 hertz, and it'll bring that music up. And then you can just
What's the app? What's the app that you use to convert your music? What's the app that you said you use?
Hang on a second. Let me see. Let's flip over here.
That's very
interesting.
I've never heard of that.
It's called 432 Player.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Okay.
So it is called
Lots of Wisdom.
But
this is why we love having people share their information, because we definitely don't know it all. We don't even know close to anything of it all. So it's so
oh
nice
my God,
to have other people come in and share, right? So thank you so much.
Yes.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Did I tell you my squirrel story?
Your what?
No.
Okay. No. This is when you talk about being in the moment. Now, I live in a place that has a couple of small lakes, and the squirrels here are very used to humans, but they'll still shy away. I mean, they'll come up if you throw food at them. But one day I went down and sat where we have some rocks that are like a little waterfall. And as soon as I sat down, the squirrel ran up to me. And it got on the rock, and it stood on its hind legs and looked at me and went, "Where's the food?" So I put some on the rock in front of me. And so he started eating it, and he'd keep looking. When he ate what I put down, he'd look at me and like, "Okay, come on." So this went on a few times, and I thought, "Okay, let's play a little bit here." And so I put the food down, and I very slowly moved my hand, and I touched his head. And so, okay, that was okay. So gave him a little more food, and then pretty soon I'm petting him on the head and around his ears and starts to go down his back, and within a few more minutes, I'm actually petting him all the way down the back of his body and then up his tail.
Oh.
Squirrels don't let you get that close. And so for 30 minutes, I played with him. And he kept eating, and I just petted him. And it was just, if you want to be totally in the now and in the moment, that was it for me. It was like so much fun. And then I thought, okay, let's play this a little bit further. So I didn't put any food down. I said, "Now let me see if you're going to let me pet you." And he did. So I petted him for a while longer.
Cool.
But it was like just, there's nothing else that existed in that moment of time. It was just playing with that squirrel and that relationship with that squirrel. It was just loads of fun.
That is so cool.
It was fun.
And you know what? That's what awakens our joy, too, is when we're in present moment, it really awakens our joy. Because we are so present with the experience itself. That's the whole thing. We have to understand that we're spirit having human experiences.
Well, another quick one,
we get to choose those experiences.
We do, and it's so much fun. There was another one where I was feeding squirrels on another day, and I couldn't get them to come eat out of my hand, and this Indian mother and her little boy, I don't think he was more than five max, maybe four. He just stood there and stared at me. And then he was like, he'd inch closer and closer. And finally, it's like, I looked at his mom and said, do you want to feed the squirrel? And she said, yeah. So I had him circle around me and come sit. And I put his hand in my palm because they can bite if you aren't careful. And so
right.
I put the palm, his hand in my hand, and my fingers covered everything but his palm. And we put the food in it, and squirrels, we finally got him to come up and eat out of his hand. Oh, he was so excited.
That's so awesome. We sat for about
15 minutes. He was just, his eyes were so big, and he was just so excited that he got to feed squirrels, and they were eating out of his hand.
That is so awesome.
But I have fun squirrel stories. But I do have a question.
Yes.
How does one best talk to the cells of their body to help heal the body and bring it further in balance?
So the best technique through that is saying, I love myself, until you actually feel it. And
mm-hmm.
Also I honor myself until you feel it. And I value myself until you feel it. Because then it's a soul imprint, and so it's imprinted in the DNA when you feel it. It may take a few times and just kind of do the breathing through it and
mm-hmm.
say, I am open to receive. I release. I let go. I surrender. And that really just allows your body really to say, okay, you know what? She knows what's going on. She's got a little bit more intellect than what we thought. And it relaxes. And it actually starts absorbing this love that you have for yourself. And then when after you have felt it, then you send every ounce of it through the breath to every cell. Like I said, if you're hurting in your thigh or your shoulder or wherever it might be, send that energy to that place.
Okay.
In love.
Okay.
Ask it to release.
Okay. The other night, now I had asked that my body be brought into balance. And this is, and I'm not saying this to kind of scare people or anything, but there was something going on that when I was laying down that triggered and brought me into a pure rage state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean rage. And I had somehow kind of sensed part of myself or some energy on the left side of me because I was getting ready to pick up my phone and throw it against the wall. And there was a thought that came through, you know, Chris, put down your phone. But this rage was like a volcano just erupting. And fortunately, it didn't last very long because it was pretty rough. And then I was able to finally kind of clear a little bit, and then I realized kind of what was happening, and so I need to release this. And so I was doing some work, reading work and so forth, to release all of this stuff. But it came through that apparently this was rage that had been pent up and built up, I thought initially for this lifetime, but I guess it was over different lifetimes.
Yeah.
And that all seemed to be released all at one time and like, whew, a little rough.
Awesome.
And so,
well, congratulations, and I'm very proud of you because you did release, and I feel that, and
great.
You finally let go of it. And we've been working on letting it go for a while, so that's amazing. I'm very, very thankful and proud. See, that's self-discipline. That's you honoring you. So I'm very proud of what you've shared today. Thank you.
Okay, well, that was tough for me, but you're showing that I've cleared that.
Yes.
I'm feeling a whole peaceful. I mean, I'm not. My body feels lighter. I feel.
That's what I was going to say. You feel lighter.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, great.
Less
I'm so
burden.
Because I know I feel better, but it just felt like to me it was from multiple lifetimes.
I think, I'm feeling your cells being like this has been generations of these cells. Yeah.
Oh, finally. Okay, well, I won't type the link online in case other people are there, but I just kind of wanted to share that with you and have that clarification because that seemed to be a pretty big deal to me.
Thank you, Chrissy, and I love you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to close out your line and just ask you to press 1 to get out of the queue. We did have another caller, but they dropped out somehow who had their hand raised. So there's no one else right now with a question. But, something interesting happened to me just even this morning doing my breath work. I was able to download more details for my second book. I've known what I want my second book to be about. I kind of know like the general aspects of it and all of that. But this morning I got a lot more clarity and purpose for the book, and it just came through like this conscious stream of thought. And that was kind of
That's
really exciting for
starts.
Me.
So once you start loving yourself, the next thing that opens up is your trust. So then you receive trust in yourself, and then you are downloaded with a lot of things that you can be trusted with. It's like gifts after gifts. You just keep up unwrapping the bows. It's just the breathwork really works as far as just starting to build all the muscles that we have been pretty much depleted with. And so almost like a muscle atrophies, the same way our whole bodies did, in a sense. Our senses atrophied. And it's time we wake up our senses and live present, guys. I think we're almost about out of time, right, Nicole?
We've got about 20 minutes left, but we can end it now.
Okay.
We've had quite a couple of callers, and I think we've touched on a lot of stuff for today, so we can wrap things up.
I just got a lot of lightning over here.
Oh. I hope that's not the case. I know you're going on a boat.
Yeah, that's complicating my boating action going on. But,
all right, well,
I just want to say thanks.
Thoughts?
Yes, I do. Guys, please practice the breath work. I, myself, I'm a consumer. I check things out. I make sure they work for me first before I give any wisdom to anybody else. And this breath of life has worked for me. Every day I honor it. I do it. I work with it. I also do the journaling afterwards. So much comes through. So much flows through. So much wisdom. So much of your own truth. So much of connectivity of yourself, even things that you don't even have a clue come through. And it's just a way of really accepting everything that you are, all your gifts, all your abilities. And that's what we really truly are. We have many gifts and abilities, and we are images of God's love, light, and compassion. And each one of us holds it in our heart. So I want to thank each of you for being here for Happy Sunday Fun Day. Enjoy your day. And enjoy those around you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole.
Thanks, Tiffany. Great show. So to all our listeners out there, you know, you can do the breath of life that'll help you stay in your now, stay in the present, which then allows you to really expand your consciousness and allow you to live in your joy, as some of the callers have expressed. Time, that whole concept of time just falls away. Like, it, all that matters is what's with you in that moment. And that's just incredible. I think that's something that we're all striving for. So if you think that this can help someone else, like, please share a link to the show once this is done, and we'll be back with you again next Sunday. So everyone have a great Sunday, and we'll talk to you again next week. Bye.